Communication and enrollment, Craig.
All right, so I have a few things to report. We completed a lot of the audit work for the CTE grants, and that was sent in last month. We were told when we applied for new grants that the stipends and the consultants were problems for future funding. We have not had a response from them at this point once everything was submitted. We completed our STRS audit in December and still have not received the final report, yet they told us we were going to get it in January. So it seems to be a theme. We do all the work and then we wait forever. So the STRS audit should, it came out fine, and I'm assuming it's no news is good news on what Ange and all put together for the CTE grants. So let's see, I'm going to be out tomorrow from 12 to 4:30 over in Yuba City at a wonderful insurance meeting. Next week, rallies. Wheatland L is on Wednesday, 8:30 and 9:30. Lone Tree is on Thursday, 8:30 and 9:35. And Bear River is Friday, 8:30 and 12, 1. So retirement-wise, we have one speech-language pathologist that is retiring. I know, and we haven't found one to replace her yet. We have three teachers, and we have one confidential that have all notified us that they will be retiring at the end of the year or sooner. There may be a couple of classified employees, but we've yet to get anything from them in writing.
And I like how their parties are week after week after week. On the same day.
You like that?
I like that.
Okay, good. I wanted them all one day.
Well,
to celebrate all of them at the same time.
Did you not hear the sarcasm there? I sort of just said,
maybe we should look into that in the future, just do like one district.
Yeah.
At least from the same school site where they're together, you know.
My committee met with the participants and that sort of thing.
You know, I mean, the good and bad of it is the good part of it is that if you do individual ones and they get the individual attention, but the bad part of it is that when you have multiple people retiring, if somebody's really loved and they get 100 people at their party, and then somebody is not loved as much, and they get 5 people at their party, it kind of sends a word.
Or, exactly, that's what I was going to say. You're the last one.
You just can't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the last one? It's not Finley, is it? I would have put her last, because everybody will show up there.
All right, a couple more things. As you are all knowing, that we are expecting a significant storm tomorrow, so hopefully our leaks will be minimal and the roads will be passable in our buses. And last but not least on this one, I have a meeting with the county safety coordinator coming up, and I have spoken to OES, and Jody has reached out to the base as we are planning to write a train derailment plan this year, given what has happened lately with trains. Peter organized a meeting today with the local PD, OES, fire, and others to talk about potential evacuation plans in case of a train derailment. So more to come on this topic in the near future. As an aside, which I found out today, did you know that the trains are authorized to go 72 miles an hour through Wheatland? They rarely do that, but they're allowed to. And the other thing I found out is that they are not required to tell anybody what hazardous materials they are carrying. So,
oh my goodness,
crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
moving on.
Scary,
moving on to attendance. We have at the 1,345 students, which is 32 more than last year at this time, but 17 less than last month. Thank you, Lone Tree. We had 112 students in our preschool program, which is 31 less than last year, and one less than last month. So we have a total of 1,457, which is one more total for last year, 32 more in TK through 8, and 31 less in preschool. So that's it for that. Happy to answer any questions.
Can we get a event calendar for the month with all of those dates on it like we, were doing before, so that we can...
I've been sending it out every month. Have you guys not done it?
I didn't get one for this month, did you?
I haven't done the March one yet.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, February just ended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? So I hadn't done the March one yet, but I will get that.
Okay, communications from the public on items not on the agenda.
They all look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, good evening, should I say, to the board, to president, superintendent. Thank you guys just for having me here. I'm sorry I missed last board meeting, but Lone Tree was jamming, so I had to go to their dance. And so it was just really cute. I just walked around, looked, talked to people, and ate some. And then I did. I had to go get one. It's so good. But thank you so much. It was what a great. I mean, I've been hearing nothing but, oh my God, this is so cool. We should do this all the time. And da 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 da. Just really cool stuff. So thank you, Ms. Jacklett, and your team. Let's see, we have a lot of different things going on too. We have a 1-2-3 magic parenting class, so if you have parents that have kids that are 2 to 12, we will be having another class on next Wednesday, and we'll have it at the community center, and it'll be at 9, from 9 to 11. So we're going to do it at the community center because they have this really cool theater room, and we want parents to relax and just have a cool time. It's awesome. So we're going to try to do something a little different. Well, some of the things coming up, of course, you guys know April is the month of the military child, so we have an array of things going on, and I'm sure your schools do too. If you want to invite me to any, or I can look on your calendars, or you need something, just let me know, and I can reach out as well. We're going to do wear purple on Fridays. And they call that Purple Up Day. It's like I think I can't figure out what California's Purple Up Day is. I've been looking everywhere, sending out emails. California hasn't decided yet, so we're going to go with the National Day of the 15th. Even if that's on a Saturday, you do it on Friday. So that's kind of how we do it. Let's see. Yeah, we have our Exceptional Family Member Program. It's for our families who have children or family members with special needs. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt for them on April 1st, and that's from 9 to 11, and that's at the youth center, so it's a lot of fun. If you ever want to come and help out, you can always use volunteers too. So that's April 1st, and then on the 3rd, we are doing our Month of the Military Child essay contest again. And so I do have flyers, and I'll be sending those out to you guys. And it starts on April 3rd, and then the kids can write whatever they want to up until the 24th and submit it. And then we'll have a panel of judges that'll read them, and so we'd love to have some of you guys read them if you'd like. I don't want to, you know, as long as it's not your own child, but just let me know, and I'd love to have you guys do that. Let's see. And then, of course, we have another 1-2-3 Magic Parenting class. It'll be on the 19th of April. And that'll be in our building, which is right across the street from Lone Tree. And that'll be, again, from 9 to 11. We're trying to have more parenting classes because parents keep asking. And so we're trying to do what we can to help and support. Because we want them to really do well as a parent. And I know it's tough, especially in these days. I can't even imagine. So, and our big, super huge event is going to be on the 21st of April. It's going to be the month of the military child. We're going to have a junior PDF line, which is like a mock deployment line for the kids. So they get to get there, you know, go through and see what they kind of like what their parents do before they deploy, get some dog tags, all that kind of cool stuff. We're going to have an obstacle course as well. And it's also America's Kids Run, or what we call the Superhero Run. So there'll be a run in conjunction with that as well right after. So. It starts at 4 at the Youth Center on base. So we'd love to have you guys come on now. Let me know if you need anything or anything like that. Also, we've been working with something we call Project Casada. I think I've mentioned it before. And the base has been tasked to, bases all over really have been, ACC bases have been tasked to do more outreach, you know, and help kids with STEM and really focus in on your middle schools and your high schools. So we, our first event, we went to Anna McKinney Intermediate School and got a chance to talk with the kids. The pilot was there, and they had the cool thing the kids really loved was the pilot food. So Pizza was my favorite, but they have all that. The kids got to taste it and everything like that. So it was really cool. They got to ask questions. They talked about weather, because all of that is important to flight and everything like that. So we had such a ball and such a good time. So we thank Ms. Carly George and her team for allowing us to come. So, and all of our field airmen that took the time to do that. Let's see. And then we're still working on the school district, the boards, school district boards coming to tour our base. So it's supposed to be, we have it tentative for the 10th of May. So from what I understand, it's still a go, and so we're still working that. And Wheatland High has already sent in all their stuff. So come on, Wheatland School District. Come on, you guys. We'd really love to have you there, okay? It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Also, I think you guys are probably familiar with tutor.com. Tutor.com is a free tutoring service online for our kids that are military connected, or even if they're civilians, it can be DOD civilians also are part of that. So if they get stuck on a problem or anything like that, they can just go to tutor.com, can help too. And that takes some of the pressure off you guys as well. So it's a great program. We have a local rep as well. So if you have any questions about it, I have tons of flyers and things like that too. And do you guys do that with part of your program?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I know the high school has it for all their students, so that's really cool. But I think it was because of grant money or something like that, so because they had to pay. So, and also, just last but not least, is our back to school brigade. That's our big event that we have, giving away backpacks and school supplies. We're coordinating that now, and it'll be on 10th August. And that'll be, it starts at 9 and it ends usually around 12:30. So we are just in the process of getting all our stuff done and doing what we can. Any questions? Because y'all know I can go on forever, right?
On the May 10th thing, you said the high school sent in all their stuff. What are you talking about? To get on base?
For the May 10th.
Yeah,
most
of these have.
You guys have your own passes and stuff. Okay, so you guys don't even have to worry about it. So. Yeah,
we're all locked and ready to go.
Yep. Oh, are you?
We're way ahead of
high school, so. I haven't heard that.
Not only is it on my calendar, I pulled vacation.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's good.
We are well taken care of.
Okay, well, okay, then I'll count you guys in.
Yay. Yep. I already pulled vacation for the whole day.
Did you really?
So don't change the date.
The Chase car would be ready for me when I got there, right?
Sir, I didn't say that.
Oh, no, I'm just teasing her. Sorry.
He's like, let me write that. But thank you guys very much.
Years and years ago, it was a blast.
Yeah.
And so I advised her about it probably every year since.
We don't have to get you. We don't have to look into that. Mrs.
And now, can you send me all the dates that you just went over?
Oh, yes. I'll send everything to you.
Perfect.
So, okay. Thank you guys very much, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Me next.
You're not public.
Well, I mean, in this case. I just didn't know if all of you knew that Wheatland Elementary has a PTC, Parent Teacher Committee. It's newly formed. And so we're really excited, wanted to share. We did our first fundraiser, which were Valentine's Grams, and it was very successful for us. We sold out, so that was exciting. We have our St. Patrick's Day Grams going on right now for sale, and that's our second fundraiser. And then we also are taking over the Jogathon this year, so it'll be our first big fundraiser. It's May 25th. We would love all of you guys to come out and join us for that. And kind of our goals when we raise this money is we want to fundraise and then spend it within a calendar year of when we make it. That way the kids that actually have been earning and fundraising for these different events actually to see that money. So we're thinking maybe like increased assemblies, updating some PE recess equipment, having an art docent if we don't get an art teacher. Just some of those kind of things are our ideas so far. But I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention that we have that now.
Thank you.
Any questions on it? It's every, we meet monthly, and it's usually the last Monday of the month. It's at 4:30 in the library. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? On to the consent agenda. Any questions, comments, or concerns from the board? Then I would entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion, we approve the consent agenda.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Action items, adoption of the 22-23 second interim report.
All right, you favor.
At least the screen's on the right.
All right, so as you're aware, we do the budget in July, we do the first interim in October, so we put it on the paper, and then we have the second interim, and then we'll have the final budget, and then we'll have the audit budget, so you can see some multiple things. So this is a catch-up to where we compared to where our budget was and where we are now. So the state update, we're basing it all on the governor's proposed budgets, which is not going to come into effect until at least June. So it could change. But right now, universal TK, the intent is to keep it going. So it will be for next year, April 2nd birthday, and then the following year, June 2nd. And then the loading recovery emergency block grant, $100, may or may not come back. The state is right now in a $25 billion deficit on what they expected. And so they're going to have to make some cuts somewhere. And so we'll see what those end up having to be, where they are. Right now, the proposed COLA for next year is 8.13. That's a federal number. So that might put us in a tough spot, you know, where they say it's 8.13, but the other end of the cutting. So we'll have to see how that plays out for next year. California can weather a $25 billion shortfall in its every. Categorical funding is coming back, so it went away with LCFF, never really went away, but it's a big. And so now they're giving us this block grant called Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials. That one is probably going to get cut significantly with the deficit, what was it? And now we're waiting for the governor's May revise to shore up some numbers, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So our current funding estimate breakdown. So I always like to put this one up because you know, we get accused of not spending our COVID money. So ESSER-1 was the first money that came in. You can see we spent it all. ESSER-2, we spent it all. ESSER-3, we were allocated $1.35 million. We received $407,000 and we spent $589,000. Well, those ones that you spend it and have to bill for it. So we bill for the differential, and we have to, I think, 2025 to spend that money. The gear money is all spent. ELO expanded learning, we spent about half of it, and then the other two were completely spent. So ESSER-3, we still have $763,000 available, and the ELO got just shot at $400,000.
On that money, Craig, is that, what can it be spent on? Does it have to have do with the pandemic and
it does not have to we don't buy, even though we get accused of buying tests and accused of buying masks, we don't buy that because all that stuff came free.
But I'm saying
we spent the majority of this on technology.
For relearning and advanced
So technology is a big chunk of it, and then the last few years we purchased all of the beginning school supplies for the schools out of this money.
Okay.
And we can actually earmark some of our nursing services to it and things like that. We're doing, these two had to be spent or else you have to get it back. So we'll send them to the bottom. So we've done our due diligence to spend money they've given us. All right, current revenue. So adopted budget was $13,782,000. It's
second interim is on about 71,000. They have a thing called LCFF calculator, and that determines the number. So we went up about 71,000. Federal revenue went up about 277,000. Most of that was an increase in Impact Aid and then some CARES funding. Other state revenue, the learning recovery block and the arts and music instructional materials caused it to go up by 2.2 million in revenue. And then other local, 540,000. We received some refunds of things that we hadn't paid for, and then we also have some sales tax issues that came in to get us extra money. And then also, it wasn't last year, the $35,000 that we sold the Smartsville property for. So total revenues, we have original budget was 23 million, and we're at 26. 122, so it's $3 million more than our original budget set. Now we're on the expenditure side. So our original budget was $8,763,000 for certificated salaries, and second interim it was $9,142,000, which is a difference of $379,000, and that's the negotiated agreements. So when we budgeted, we had to go out here with the agreement. Now that it's been negotiated, it's put into the budget. Classified salaries, same thing, they went up about $566,000. Partly, most of that was the negotiated agreement, but we also have added some staffing and some new category funds. So, we're running a little more than this. I always like to put this up so people can see what the district has to pay for retiring benefits and all the other. So teachers are typically STIRS, so we pay 19.1% to STIRS. They pay some, the state pays some. PERS is 25.37, and you can see the one. And then of course we bring the health and welfare gap for everybody to 14,000. So employee benefits went up $467,000. And that's mainly because of adjusted for additional staffing. And also, when they get raises, then the 19% goes up, and 25% goes up. So all of that's included there. Books and supplies went up about $789,000, and that's mainly for new grants and new categoricals. Remember, this is the spending side. Doesn't mean that we're going to spend all that, it's budgeted. Services and other outgoing, again, for the grants and categorical funding, went up about $647,000 in spending. No capital outlay. Capital outlay is if you're buying a building or something to see. Other outgo. So the other outgo is like money that comes to the district from a grant where we can charge against it for our business services to keep all the work. So that changed about transfers are indirect, no change. So this is where we transfer $25,000 into the child development program because we garner the impact aid from those students that are in that preschool. So total expenditures went out $2.9 million. Transfers out did not change. So the net decrease in the fund balance. So at budget time, we expected to spend almost $700,000 more than we were going to bring in. And second interim, we're at 560. So our expected is a decrease of 133,000. And again, we will not spend all of that. It's just what's in the budget. So if we were to spend it all, we currently have a fund balance of $9,184,000. And if we were to overspend by 563, that would be what makes up the fund balance. We have revolving cash. Restricted is money that has to be spent on certain items. Reserved for economic uncertainties, so this has to be required by the state, 8%, 5% of the business. Accrued vacation, so we have to put the money away for people that haven't used their vacation. We always like to keep salaries, but the month's worth of salaries and benefits, $2 million there, and then the lottery future textbooks for close to $1 million. Multi-year projections, we have to do these, but they're nothing but a shot in the dark. We have no idea really what the revenues will be, and we have no idea what the expenditures will be, but we typically use the pre-budget conservatively, and we use sometimes a loss of students, even though we haven't experienced that much. And then we have other funds in the district. So the charter, they're expected to increase their beginning balance by $142,000. Child development is going to go down by $58,000. Cafeteria, and remember some of these, or I should say, remember some of them are new to this. Some of these, like child development, cafeteria, you have to spend. They don't want you to have a big nest egg. You can have some, but not a big one. So you want to see the deficit spending in those categories. Deferred maintenance is, we have a plan on where to spend it. So it's going to decrease by $63,000. Most of that was covering for the schools. Then we have a special reserve. You know, that's a, what I would call a rainy day fund for us. So we, that's an increase of $14,000, and that's just for interest. So we have $3 million in that. Then capital facilities, we have 401. Equipment, Fund 40. So this is a lot, most of this Fund 40 is the lawsuit that we have at Bear River. And so that's why there's so much money in here. But that also allows us to fix things at Bear River as they're needed. And then self-insurance, OPA. We have to put that money away. It's a retirement issue. So we have quite a bit of money over on these other funds that we're talking to. That's it. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
We had a lawsuit. Do you want to explain the Bear River lawsuit?
Sure. Craig? When Bear River was built, they had some poor construction, especially in the gym. And so we were having a lot of issues with windows, electrical, all kinds of things. So we brought in
stucco.
Yeah, it's all part of the. It was leaking. So we brought in some experts and they to try and get it fixed. And they're like, "Yeah, this is poor construction." So we contacted an attorney, and we sued the contractor and the stucco guy and so on and so forth. And it settled out of court for $2.5 million.
They laid the stucco the wrong way when they did it, so it was peeling off. There was several outlets, like electrical outlets, where they grounded it, so it was internally starting fires inside the walls because they had grounded it to the wrong things.
And on the stucco, they have the weep lines, and they were not. So that's supposed to catch your moisture and direct it out, but they were all plugged up from stucco. So we had all the windows that were poorly put in. We had those all removed.
All the carpet. They didn't let the forest cure put the carpet on it, and they used right them. So we had big waves, so we had to replace all the carpet. You name it, it was lost.
What about F-wing and all of that with the smells and the sewer backup and all that? Was that ever?
So that was never ever resolved. I mean, we don't get the smells now. We still think that was part of the city. I mean, we get some of the smells, but not like.
That was the lawsuit, and it's really helped us rebuild the gym and painted the whole school with this electro plastic type paint that seals all the cracks in the stucco. So anywhere that we had bad stucco that had to be replaced, we replaced it. But where we just had minimal crack, then we used that paint and it bonded it all together.
If there's no questions, can we have a motion to accept the second interim report?
So moved.
And a second?
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. The school district transportation plan.
So the state is now requiring another plan. This is a transportation plan. The way I read it is that it was really only for districts that don't currently have transportation, because the way they fund transportation, the state looks at last year's expenditures and then they fund it based on that. So districts that didn't have any transportation but now want to would not be able to get any funding because it's based on a prior year. But when talking with our county SOUPs, we all decided to do the plan anyways, just to be safe and make sure we had it. And so what this is exactly what we do with transportation, and it puts it in writing and we'll post it on the website. State requires it, but we don't turn it into them for whatever reason. It is exactly what we do. And by April 3rd of every year, if you have any changes, you have to redo the plan. So, you know, if the board ever decided they wanted to charge for transportation or any of that kind of stuff, then we would have to change the plan accordingly. Don't do that, by the way.
Any questions? Can I have a motion to accept 5.2, the school district transportation plan?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so passes. 5.3, first read of the Wheatland School District Governance Handbook.
So at the last board meeting, we talked about developing a governance handbook. And so this is what has been developed. And I put it in for information because it's too much for you to read from the time you get your agenda to coming to tonight. So this will give you a month to read through it, suggest any changes. Please, if you have any ideas of changes, get them to me prior to the next board meeting, because then we can bring it to for adoption at the next board meeting. There's no timeline here, so if it goes to the following board meeting, it's not a big deal. But I wanted to give you guys at least a month to read through it and see if it meets the needs of what we were talking about. So there's no action required for this item tonight.
Any board comments?
I just want to thank all the principals for being here. It's nice when you guys are here. And I don't know if you have anything exciting to share. I know we don't do that anymore, but it's nice to have you here. And it's always fun to hear if you have anything special. You
know. Sorry, last time we had a dance. Leaving that in the supervisor.
Yeah,
we
did. No, I meant back in the day, I know you guys all had to do reports and it made the meeting go on and on, but it's always nice that you guys are here and, you know, if you have things to share, feel free.
We're getting rally ready and looking out report cards and wrestling. Everybody's super excited. It was so nice to have wrestling again because we did get to bring that back.
There was lots of videos of kids wrestling. It was it was fun to watch.
Almost those kids. That's going really well. So it just feels good to be normal. We were super excited to get the updated health just to tell kids, no, we want to be back to school. You have to be. You don't have to even go back to class. You know, it just feels nice to be normal.
And I sent that all to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Read Across America was great. Kids love dressing up. A lot of great literature activities all across the campus. All evening. The one thing that really got me was that Danny Muswick had a student, Koyak, who's in the hospital right now. And while he's been in the hospital, he's been on a Zoom, probably because of COVID, we now have to know how to do this now, but pretty much every day. She flips that open and he's involved in the calendar in the morning, reading things. Through the high school kids came and he had his cap and hat on and he had white gloves on in his hospital bed and participated. Nice. She's done an amazing job for him. He doesn't miss much at all. And his classmates are right there surrounding him. So that's just a really nice thing that's going on.
That's awesome.
My husband is good friends with his mom, and she was just telling him, he said, did you know his class was calling him today?
So his mom is extremely grateful for it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So awesome. I can't believe we're starting the second, our third trimester already.
Right. Yeah.
How do we get through
57 minutes.
We had I put this in the Friday update, but we had a meeting last Friday, unfortunately, and she had a major issue at the Bear River, so she couldn't be here, but Sherry was here for Bear River, talking about attendance and test scores and it's called differentiated assistance, which, by the way, used to be 100 school districts in it, and because they added attendance in for COVID year, now there are 600 school districts that are in it. But it was some really good conversations. We had Tara there as well after school, and Walt, our nurse, was there. Who else? There was somebody else.
Melissa was there.
Yeah, Melissa for data. And it's interesting when you look at it from a standpoint of what could you do different to get out of it. And in some instances, we needed like one kid to score
one
more question right, and it wouldn't have been where we were. So I think it really put us on to the attendance and how bad it is. And I've actually seen, especially at Bear River, I've seen a huge improvement in their attendance in the last week or so. Well, yeah, I know. That's what I mean, it's... Yeah, but the whole COVID, you know, that keeping them out for 5 days minimum and 10 days maximum and all that, it just doesn't work for schools.
No,
right?
No.
It's just crazy. And the kid could feel fine,
yeah,
but just still test positive, so we are done with all that. If they feel good and they don't have a fever 24 hours without, then they can come back and we're not sending kids home for sniffles.
And we'll all have an immune system again.
Yeah. Get out there and eat some dirt, kids. Like you used to. Drink out of the water.
They can drink out of the fountain again.
Yeah.
Trust me, as a parent with a child with chronic allergies who has been sent home countless times due to sniffles, I am so glad I can leave him there because I know it's just allergies.
Yeah. I also want to commend our administrators and our teachers and our classified. This winter has been like no other. So there's been a lot of indoor recesses and indoor lunches, and that can really get, try your patience, but they've done a fantastic job with it. And they're probably going to get tried tomorrow with the weather that's supposed to be.
Yeah, for the next
week.
It's about
10
days worth.
Yeah,
yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. You know it's bad when the ski resorts close because the weather's too bad. So.
This is true. Right. This is true.
All right.
Okay, that's it. We'll go to closed session. It's adjourned.